This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. You know, take a page out of Captain John Reagan's book. He was going a solo, doing a solo broadcast, and he said, just three of us in the studio today, me and Smith and Wesson. Well, just two of us in the studio today, me and Colt. Today's special broadcast, we're going to be talking about generators. How to size a generator. Whether you should consider gasoline, propane, diesel. What is a transfer switch? Do you need one? What about a portable generator versus a whole house generator? What about a manual generator versus an automatic generator? What about the maintenance? What kind of maintenance is required for a generator? What about fuel consumption rates? Now, gasoline, propane, diesel, do they use the same amount of fuel? Does it cost the same amount to operate each one? We're going to talk about that. What about a PTO-driven generator? That's one that hooks up to the back of a tractor. How big of a tractor? Well, if it has a power takeoff on the back, it can be from 20 horsepower on up. Yeah. And, we're going to talk about, does that make any sense? We're going to talk about electric start versus pull start. Buying a used generator. What about an inverter? What about an uninterruptible power system, for your computer? What about using that for emergency power? That's today's broadcast. Engineering today? Blake. Blake is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Got an email from one of our students. His name is Keith. Keith D. Keith wanted to know more about generators. Keith, this broadcast is dedicated to you. Thank you for your email. And thank you for your interest in generators. And I'm so glad to hear that our class is interested in the intricacies of generators. Now, I'm not going to be able to do all of that today in terms of the intricacies, but what I will be able to do is give you a thumbnail sketch based on my thoughts, which is based on my experience about generators. I've been using generators. I've owned them for 29 years. My first generator was a used Homelite brand. 4,400 watt, single cylinder, 8 horsepower, Briggs & Stratton, industrial commercial engine, pull start. Ran on gasoline. And the first thing that you learn about when you have a generator in that size range, 4,400 watts, 5,000 watts, and by the way, if we're going to cut to the chase, my recommendation is that you consider a single-cylinder generator, used, pull start, about 5,000 watts. And we're going to talk about why through the rest of this broadcast. So I paid $175 for it, and it worked fine. It had two handles on it. It was like in a tubular frame, and one person would get on one side of the handles, another person would get on the other side, and it would take two people to carry it. It was portable, did not have any wheels, but, you don't use a generator all that often. So it worked fine for me. $175. I thought it was great. And when I moved, I sold it. I sold it for about what I paid for it. So if you buy it right, and you take care of it, and it's in good condition, you can probably, if you want to, sell it for about what you paid for it. But it has to be a name brand. If you get one that's not a name brand, you're going to have trouble selling it for what you think it's probably worth. All right. So let's start out with, do you need a generator? Do you need a generator, and how many watts should it be? Well, what's the first thing that happens when the electricity goes out? Well, typically that's in the wintertime, right? And typically it's at night. So the first thing that happens is you look for the flashlight with the dead batteries, right? Then you look for the matches and you look for the candles. And so that's the first thing you do, because you really want lighting. That's number one. Well, if you have a portable generator, you are not going to have instantaneous lighting. You're not going to be able to flip that switch if it's a portable generator. You're going to have to go out and get it, start it, you know, put some fuel in it, get it running, warm it up, run those extension cords to wherever you need them. Okay, that's assuming it's going to start. So what I've thought you might want to consider is wiring your house. And I'll get into this a little bit later. Wiring your house so you have, LED lighting. LED lighting already in your house, ready to go, running on 12 volts, and you just flip a switch, and there you go. Now, where would you do that? Well, what I did was I did it in the kitchen. I have LED lighting in the kitchen with a regular wall switch. Talk a little bit more about this later in a little more detail. And what I do is flip the switch. Well, I like this LED lighting so much, it's indirect, that it's on most of the time. It illuminates the kitchen because we had some dark areas, and it does a nice job illuminating. And it does it on about 20 watts, which is very, very low power consumption on 12 volts. So we'll talk a little bit more about how to do that in just a few minutes. So what size generator makes a lot of sense? Well, there are small portable generators in the 3,000 to 4,000 watt range. And what can you do with that? Well, a refrigerator can be operated on it. A refrigerator is typically 600 to 700 watts. But, a compressor with an electric motor or a device with an electric motor takes about 2 to 3 times the watts to start that compressor or that electric motor than it does to run it. So if you have a refrigerator that normally runs at 700 watts, to start it up is going to take 1400 to 2100 watts. Keep that in mind. So compressors and electric motors take more starting current, 2 to 3 times as much as running current. Now, microwave oven, you might consider that. Now, they typically, in today's sizes, are running between 1,100 and 1,500 watts. But again, they take more power to start them than to run them. So you might use twice as much current to start them, like 3,000 watts to start your microwave oven. But how long are you going to run it? I don't know, a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. So you're not going to run it for a long time. So keep that in mind. Some of us have sump pumps. I don't, but some of us have sump pumps. And heck, if your sump pump isn't running and you need it to run, you can have some flooding issues. They draw typically about 600 watts. But remember, that's 600 watts running. That's not 600 watts starting. It could be 1,200 to 1,800 watts to start that sump pump. And typically, sump pumps start, stop, and they cycle a lot, right? Every few minutes, maybe? Okay. Here's something that you can put in the back of your mind to figure out the conversion between watts and horsepower. 1 horsepower is 746 watts. 746 watts equals 1 horsepower. That's assuming no losses, right? No friction losses. So really, you're probably looking at 800 watts per horsepower. So we're still talking about that small portable generator. And you can, you know, power up some lighting. Maybe 200 to 400 watts of lighting. And a television, well, if you've got to have that, a television can consume up to 200 watts, unless you have a really big one, okay? So if you have a normal size flat panel television screen, 200 watts. And that includes, you know, that, that Blu-ray player or that DVD player. Now, the louder you turn up the volume, the more watts you use. So if you like it really loud, it's going to use more watts than if you keep it quiet. So that's the 3,000 to 4,000 watt portable generator. Refrigerator, microwave oven, sump pump, lighting, and your television. Now, if you move on up to a mid-sized, still portable generator, let's say the 5,000 to 8,500 watt size, you can power some things that you would have difficulty powering with your small portable generator. What would they be? Well, a portable heater, about 1,300, 1,500 watt range. Your computer? Well, you know, it depends on your computer. Mine usually consume about 100 watts. If you've got a big monitor, you might be in the 200 watt range. Now, I'm not talking about the printer. If you've got a laser printer, a laser printer can consume 1,500 watts. And the startup on a laser printer consumes an enormous amount of electricity. So I'm just talking about the computer and the screen, the keyboard and the mouse. And, you know, your router, about 100 to 200 watts. If you have a heating system and you want to power that, you can still do it with that 5,000 to 8,500 watt generator. Now, the natural gas and propane heating systems probably use about 300 watts, while the oil burner types use more electricity in the 500 to 600 watt range. Now, the heating systems may have an electric blower motor. And again, when they start up, 2 to 3 times the current of running. And you may have a circulator pump if you have a hydronic system. And that may take 1 to 2 to 300 watts, depending on the size of the pump. Remember, 1 horsepower equals 746 watts. So if you see 1/6 of a horsepower, you can just do the arithmetic and figure out how many watts that motor is going to take and multiply it times 2 to 3 for the startup. I'm going to go into larger systems, larger generators, 10,000 watt types when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again. I finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests. Wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, a serious topic. Generators. Then a generator can save your life. So we're up to larger generators, the 10,000 to 15,000 watt size. We'll call them a stationary generator. They're too heavy to be portable, and they can power all of the things that a smaller generator can power. The previous ones we discussed, and they can power a clothes washer. Clothes washers that I've measured are, the internet says they're 1,200 watts. Well, I've measured them, and ours is 700 watts. So we'll say 7 to 1,200 watts. An electric dryer is about 5,000 watts. A cooktop, if you want to run a burner, is about 5,000 watts. Electric stove. So here's the point of that. Do you really need to power your electric dryer? Do you really need to do that? I don't think so. If you're in a grid down type situation, or if you're in an ice storm, are you really worried about that clothes dryer? So the point here is planning. You want to shed as many watts as you can prior to needing that generator. So if you're looking at, let's say you're considering moving, well, and you can build your own house, and you want to be independent, go for that propane cook stove, okay? Go for a refrigerator that is energy efficient, that has lots of foam insulation. You know, avoid the ice maker. Do you really need ice? I don't think so. Do you really need to have a fountain dispenser on the front for water? I don't think so. Do you really need to have a TV screen on that refrigerator? I don't think so. So you want to shed watts as much as you can, because you're going to have to feed this generator. Now that 10,000 watt generator is hungry. Really hungry. And we're going to get into how much fuel these generators consume in just a minute. When you buy your generator, don't wait for that storm. Don't wait for the forecast of the storm to run out and get one. Get one while you have plenty of time to make that selection. Figure out how many watts you're going to need. And you know what a great way to do it is? Tonight. Tonight at 6 o'clock, you go to that breaker panel at your home and you shut off all the breakers except for the refrigerator, freezer, and the necessities, like if you have a medical condition, certainly don't shut that off. Okay? But the lights, they go off. And you've got about an hour before it gets dark. And you think about, wow, we don't have any electricity. What are we going to do? And you sit at the kitchen table with your family. Your whole family's involved in this. That means if you've got an electric stove or a microwave, can't use it. You put some tape across your refrigerator doors just to remind you, I can't go in there. You put some tape across the toilet flush handle because you have a well and you're not going to get any more water. If you flush that toilet, that's it. You get one flush. And you put some tape across the kitchen faucet because you don't have any water there either. And your cell phone, of course, you put that away because you don't have any electricity to charge it. And then you sit at the kitchen table with a pen and paper, and you write down, you discuss, what is it that we don't like about this? What do we need to have running? Do we need that electric can opener? I don't think so. Manual can opener is fine. So you figure out what you need versus what you want, and that's how you size your generator. Does that make sense? Okay. So what is the difference between surge watts and maximum wattage that these generators say? They'll say peak watts, you know, 7,000. Surge watts, 7,000. Maximum, 7,000. That means for a really, really short time, I mean seconds, a generator can produce that much electricity, but only for a couple seconds. Then it's back to the rated wattage. And I would say the rated wattage is probably overrated to begin with. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Luminez takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminez twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminez, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't
you got your take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Day, and I thought I'd be able to get through this. I have typed up 14 pages of notes, things that I'd like to cover. I just turned to page number 2. So what I've decided to do is call this part 1. And we'll have the rest of the parts, you know, in future broadcasts, probably on a Friday. Or if one of our instructors is unable to make it, I'll do this, you know, this generator broadcast in those circumstances. So what is the difference between maximum watts, surge watts, and rated watts? Rated watts is the amount of power of your generator, probably a portable generator, that it can produce continuously. Now, maximum or surge watts, that's the amount of power that your generator can produce for a short time. And when I say a short time, I mean a couple seconds, literally. So a motor starting is a good example of maximum wattage required. Typically, I mentioned before that an electric motor or compressor draws 2 to 3 times the running current. So if a refrigerator that consumes 700 watts when running may need as much as 2100 watts to start up. So keep that in mind when you size your generator. Now, there's a trick that you can use to size a smaller generator than you may think you need. And that's where I would be parked. I would want to have a smaller generator because they are more economical to feed. And when I get into the feeding of generators, you will not believe how much fuel they consume. So a smaller generator may be better, but it needs to have the voltage output that you need. And I would probably not consider one that does not have 240 volt output. 120 and 240. Now sometimes it's called 110 and 220. That's the same thing, okay? 110 and 220 equals 120 and 240. It's just nomenclature. Alright, so we talked about the rated watts. Now can you use a generator during inclement weather? Sure. They're designed for that. And, you know, in cooler weather, that's great because most of the generators that we're talking about that you'd be buying, are air-cooled. And cooler weather is fine. But you don't want to run it in the rain or it gets rained on. So if you've got some way of protecting the generator from being rained on or snowed on or hailed on, that would be the way to go. So you can use your generator in inclement weather, but never run a generator indoors. Never. Let me say it a different way. Never run a generator indoors. But you do need to protect it and the cables, like the extension cords that you may be using, from being shorted in the rain. You could cause an electrocution to occur. Pets, you know, if your pet's outside and the cord is being rained on, and there's a connect between the rain, the puddles, and your pet or you, there could be an electrocution. So I would not want to run a generator in the rain without it being covered up somehow. Now, that could be on the porch. That could be, you know, some kind of a cover over it. Now, I'm not talking about put a tarp over it because it would prevent the cooling and end up with a fire. All right. Can you vent a generator from inside outside to outside? Well, you never want to run a generator in the home or an enclosed area. Generators that are of the portable size are not designed to be run indoors. You need lots of ventilation. And what's the ventilation for? The ventilation is to cool the generator because they produce a lot of heat. So you need to have cool air surrounding the generator so that it does not overheat. And you also need to have lots of atmosphere around it to dilute the toxic fumes, the toxic exhaust of your generator. So the answer is never run a generator inside, in the home, in the garage. You don't want to do that. And it can kill people and pets. I'm talking about the exhaust fumes. Now, what about fuel? Now, here's a really common problem with generators. Everybody I know who has a generator has had this problem. Everybody except me. And what is it? Well, they get a generator, and they're all happy with their new purchase. And they bring it home and get some gasoline. They pour it in. They start it. And they go, wow, it starts up great. You know, they've already put the oil in it. And they've read part of the manual, just enough to get by. They start it up, and then they go, hey, let's get that table lamp, and they plug it in. They go, wow, it works. It works. And then they put it away. It's in the garage. Or it's on the back porch. The problem is that when you go to start it again, if you haven't started it in a month or more, and usually it's more, it won't start. It won't start because of the new fuels that your government has demanded that the oil companies make has ethanol alcohol in it. Ethanol and gasoline is a problem. It causes gumming of the carburetors. The carburetor is probably the single most complex unit of your generator. And it gets gummed up, and it will prevent the fuel-air mixture from properly volatilizing, and you won't be able to start your generator. I've seen it, how often? 100% of the time. 100% of the time with people who have generators, they start them, they set them, and they forget them. So, here's the answer. I recommend that if you have one of these generators, you're not going to use it all the time. You keep it in a garage where moisture doesn't get to it. Keep your garage door closed when it's not in use, meaning the generator is not in use. And you drain the fuel tank when you think that you're not going to use it for 30 days. There's a little drain, and you can drain out the fuel, and you can put that fuel in your lawnmower, if you're going to use your lawnmower. And you start that generator outside, and you use up all the fuel in the carburetor. You run it until it just runs out of fuel. Then you will not have that problem of the carburetor gumming up. So what kind of gasoline should you use? Well, regular unleaded is what most of them use. Some people will spend the extra money to buy premium fuel without ethanol. Now, if you can, and you can be absolutely certain that that's what you're buying, then you can probably extend that time between using the generator and not using it and having that carburetor gum up to a couple of months. But it's a problem. Here's another problem. So if you don't use your generator very often and it's a battery start, push-button start generator, all lead-acid batteries slowly lose their charge when they're sitting idle. They self-discharge. So to prevent that from happening, you have to charge them. But these are little batteries. These are smaller than car batteries. So if you put a big car battery charger on it, you'll overheat the battery and destroy it. So you really want what's called a trickle charger, like 1 ampere or less. These are those little battery maintainer types. Now, you don't have to buy the battery maintainer brand that's like $30 or $40. You can buy a very small one. And the Chinese tool outlet, Harbor Freight, has one for like $4.99, which is about the right capacity, the right amperage, to just maintain a charge. And we have about 6 or 7 of those here at the farm where, when a tractor's not being used, we'll just hook up one of those little chargers to each one of the tractors, during the winter, so that they don't lose their charge. How long does it take for a lead-acid battery to discharge? About a month. Now, you know this is true, because you've seen vehicles that aren't used for a month, and you go out to start them, and they don't start, because the battery's dead. It's like, battery's dead. Why is that? Because they self-discharge. Now, if you allow a battery, an automotive-type battery, light truck battery or for a battery for your car, or if you have one of those electric start lawnmowers, to discharge past the point of no return, you'll never be able to recharge it. And you'll probably have to replace it. So, how much does that cost? Well, the battery for a small generator might be between $40 and $80. $40 and $80. To me, that's a lot of money. So I'd rather buy one of those $4.99 chargers, trickle chargers, and put a little trickle of current just to keep the battery topped off. Now, of course, you need to check the electrolyte. And when you do that, I would wear gloves, like latex gloves, and glasses. And go to a YouTube video and find out how to check the electrolyte level on your battery, because you don't want to get sulfuric acid on you. And if you do, immediately, don't hesitate, immediately wash it off. Immediately. Okay, but make sure you wear safety glasses. Let's talk about fuels. Gasoline versus propane versus diesel. And we'll start with fuel consumption. Now that 4,400 watt home light generator that I bought back in 1989 would consume about 1 gallon per hour. 1 gallon per hour. So a typical new 5,000 watt generator will consume about 18 gallons of gasoline in 24 hours. Now, you may say, well, I'm not going to run under full load. I may use it just, you know, half load or quarter load. But because of the design of the generator, and because the engine is going to operate at 3,600 RPM, it's going to consume nearly the same amount of gasoline under full load as partial load. So to put it in perspective, how much fuel are we going to run in 24 hours? You're going to use more than 3 5-gallon gas cans. How much is it going to cost? In today's numbers, $65 a day to run it for 24 hours. $65 worth of fuel. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. And Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey, we're talking about generators. This is part one of several parts, and the remaining parts will be in future broadcasts. But so we're talking about fuel and fuel consumption. In the best case, I think you're going to be using about 3/4 of a gallon of gasoline per hour of runtime. 3/4 of a gallon of gasoline per hour of runtime. So a 5-gallon gas can is going to last you about 6.5 hours. We had an ice storm here in Missouri. We also had one in Virginia. 11 days. 11-day power outage during this ice storm. So let's say you were going to use your generator, this 5,000-watt generator, which is my best guess at what you should consider. 240 volts. 5,000 watts, 120, 240, gasoline-powered, air-cooled, with an industrial-type or industrial-commercial engine. That's going to be your best long-term value. Okay, so that 11-day power outage with a generator like I just described is going, let's say you're going to use it 8 hours a day times 3/4 of a gallon an hour. You're going to be using 66 gallons in 11 days. Let's convert that to 5-gallon gas cans, 13.2 of them. And if you want to know how much that's going to cost, at $2.40, which is the current price per gallon in our neck of the woods in Missouri, it's $158.40 for a minimal amount of electricity. The absolute minimum you can stand, 8 hours a day for 11 days, $158.40. The point I'm trying to make, class, is you're going to use way more fuel than you thought. Now, we have a generator, and I'm going to talk more about this later, probably another broadcast. And our generator is 5,000 watts. I had a 10,000-watt generator, and I thought, I don't want to feed that thing. So I sold it. I bought it used. We can talk more about that in another broadcast. But our generator is a real 5,000 watts. It's diesel. And it uses about 1/2 gallon of diesel fuel per hour. Now, here are the real numbers. We're going to talk about British thermal units. Okay, that's a way of stating how much energy is in fuel. So we're going to talk about gallons. So in 1 gallon of diesel fuel, there's 138,000 BTUs. I'm rounding. So 100 for radio, we're going to round rather than be exactly precise. 138,000 BTUs of energy in a gallon of diesel. A gallon of gasoline has about 115,000. A gallon of propane has about 91,000. So here's what that means. It means that if you have a gasoline-powered generator, you're going to use at least 20% more gasoline than you would diesel. At least 20% more. I'm thinking more like 30 to 40% more. And a gasoline-powered generator will last less time, less run hours. If you have a propane-powered generator, that will use 51% more fuel than the diesel, measured in gallons. So diesel has the highest energy content at 138,000 BTUs per gallon, gasoline 115,000 BTUs per gallon, and propane 91,000. Which fuel is the most problematic? In my opinion, gasoline. Now you can take that 5,000 watt gasoline powered generator, and if you have a propane tank at your home, you could get a conversion unit that will convert a gas-powered generator to propane. You'll need fewer oil changes. It'll run a little cooler. It'll run a lot cleaner. But it won't produce as much power. But you'll have a huge supply of fuel. Fuel that does not go bad in a couple months. And you won't have to clean up that gummed-up carburetor. So here's some thoughts that I had for you about generators. But I've only got to page 3. Haven't even finished page 3. So we've got a lot more to talk about with generators in the coming broadcast. This was part 1. Plus, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.